Om Shanti, good morning. Today's Murli is of 30th August. Essence is sweet children. Remember the Father, the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness, and all your sorrow will be removed, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. So what a lovely line to begin with in the Murli. And isn't it true that just by remembering Baba, there appears a smile upon our faces? That's why Baba says Baba, the word Baba is the sweetest word, the sweetest feeling, because it automatically emerges happiness and happy thoughts. So Baba is also saying later in the Murli that by remembering him, the happiness of 21 births appears in front of you. It appears in front of the children in a second. And in fact, throughout the whole Murli, Baba is making several references to the fact that how this world is filled with sorrow and that he's taking us to the land of happiness. So this line truly is the essence of the Murli. So let's just look at sorrow first before we look at happiness. I think everybody can agree that there is so much sorrow in the world. And if you're not experiencing it, then maybe somebody around you is. And we get so many cases of people coming to the center where for the first half an hour they just want to share their sorrow and sadness. And the stories are innumerable. Of course, unfaithfulness is one of them. Then there's lots of kids on drugs. Then bosses or employers not giving wages. And so they're without money. Or they have issues with their passport or visa. They cannot leave the country. I mean, just so many cases of people in sorrow. And when we compare our lives to them, then Baba has really uplifted us and moved us out of that gutter, as Baba says. And in comparison, if we experience a little difficulty with our effort, it's nothing in comparison with what the people are experiencing in the world. And the other day in the Murli, we were discussing, somehow one point came up and I was sharing that we cannot be happy if even our neighboring country is not happy. So even a place like Switzerland that is so beautiful, but if there's a war going on next door, how can that be heaven? It can't. Heaven is where everybody is happy. There's not a single person who is sad, because even if there's one sad person, they will make all of us miserable or make us feel guilty for being happy. Anyway, that's another story. But basically, yeah, in the world of happiness, everybody is happy. And in the world of sorrow, everybody has some kind of sorrow. And last week also Baba said, or last month Baba said, make a list of the different types of sorrow. And so we did that as a class. And you can do this for yourself or with the center. But there are so many types of sorrow. As I was saying, like even as you leave, you know, somebody's parked behind you, or you go to the traffic lights and you have to wait 3 minutes. So many. You get home and the kids haven't done what you asked them to do. Anyway, many, many. The list is endless. So the way to recognize whether something is sorrow or not is to see, is there any kind of upset, any dissatisfaction, any frustration, any irritation, any dislike in any form. And this is all sorrow. And so let me check how many times during the day do I come into sorrow. And remember that once I come into sorrow, then I have lost the plot. Means I have lost the reason as to why I am here and what is my purpose. It's like all truth is finished. All truth is finished. And so taking sorrow means I've lost my lightness, it means I've become serious, I've made the drama so important in my life, when I should be making I the soul and Baba the most important. I need to make drama the dot, a point. Baba says it's just a tiny point, that's it. And yet, I focus on that more than I focus on my stage. So my stage is more important than what's happening in the drama. And in fact, somebody sent me a WhatsApp saying that what do we have that is greater than the billionaires of today? And that is sthiti. Sthiti means, of course, stage, but we refer to it as a powerful stage. So we are making our stage, right? So making our stage powerful. So that's sthiti, state of mind, powerful state of mind. Sorrow keeps us away from our truth. Sorrow drowns us. Sorrow makes us weak. And a few days ago, Baba asked us to check what made us fall. Baba says we had fallen. So what made us fall? When was the first time we took sorrow in the cycle? At the end of the Silver Age. And what was the reason? What was the seed of that sorrow? And somehow it's related to some sanskar that I have ongoing now, because that's a pattern that was started at the end of the Silver Age. So basically, we all have patterns of behavior, or what we call sanskars, that keep making us take sorrow. So for me, I know that I take sorrow because I expect everything to be logical. And when it goes against my logic, or the other person's logic, then I take some sorrow. So we need to check what is the behavior pattern for us. Are we always looking for faults in things, as opposed to being positive, or always seeing the worst or negative in the situation? Or do we think we are not worthy? Right? So the root of our taking sorrow is always feeling I'm not worthy or deserving. Perhaps I can't retain a job or position. There's not the consistency. There's not the discipline. Maybe lack of self-responsibility. Like yesterday, somebody was expecting me to fix their transport. And I couldn't see why I should be fixing their transport. But there was a hidden assumption that somehow I was responsible. So that's, again, them feeling not responsible. Some people have accident patterns. In other words, they keep falling off bicycles or causing car accidents or cutting themselves, wounding themselves. So we all have patterns of taking sorrow. And so we need to take a closer look at that and then start to maybe eliminate that bit by bit. And because we have these patterns of behavior, then if a day goes by and that pattern didn't appear, it's like we're not living. And we feel that drama hasn't gone our way, right? If I haven't taken sorrow. So whether consciously or unconsciously, I create the drama whereby then something happens and I take sorrow and then I think, oh, okay, yeah, I'm living now. So it's like a drug almost, you know, that I need a little bit of sorrow to keep me going, to keep me motivated, let's say. And this is where this myth in the world, I think it's a myth, that in order to experience happiness, we need to experience sorrow. And I don't think that this is the case. We can certainly be happy all the time, and not need the sorrow to convince us that now we are happy. And Baba said today also, Shudras have sorrow. So surely when I'm taking sorrow, then I must be in Shudrapan, which is the Shudra state. Because if I had knowledge, then I would not take sorrow. So really, let's keep coming back to the fact that Baba is the remover of sorrow. It has to be both. Not just removing sorrow, but then he bestows happiness. It has to be both. If he just removes sorrow, then what is he replacing it with? So Baba is very smart, very clever. So he does bestow upon us all the happiness. In fact, the happiness is like a carrot. And he's saying, just look at the happiness I give you. Why are you still attracted to the sorrow? But as I said, it's our patterns, it's behavioral patterns, deep sanskars, it's our comfort zone, it's what we know, it's what we've learned, and we stay attached to that. And Baba's wanting us to create new patterns of behavior, new patterns of happiness, let's say. So there is a deep connection between purity and happiness and impurity and sorrow. So when we remember Baba, we are being purified, and when we forget him, we become impure. That makes sense, because when I'm in Baba's highest vibration, then I'm also in my own highest vibration. For example, some souls bring out the best in us and some the worst. Why is that? And so, when we spend time in Baba's presence, then naturally the best comes out of us. And it's only Baba who makes us look at what really makes us happy. He really asks us, he's telling us to take a good look at what really makes you happy. The world is telling us other things. If you buy this, if you get this, if you have this relationship, then you'll be happy. But Baba's saying, am I happy with my inner world or am I happy with my outer world? So for me, I'm happy when I'm managing my thoughts, words and deeds. I'm happy when there is a flow in my life. I'm happy when I have had a good chat with Baba and felt heard by him. So our measure of happiness has nothing to do with what we can buy or what we hold. All that is an illusion. And there's the story of us, it's called the sack, where there was a mullah who came upon a frowning man walking along the road. And he asked him, what's wrong? And the man held a, tattered bag, tuta hua bag, a broken, tattered bag, and moaned, well, this is all that I own in this world. And I'm so miserable that this is all that I have. So the mullah said, too bad. And with that, he snatched the bag from the man's hands and ran down the road with it. And having lost everything, the man burst into tears and was more miserable than before. And he continued walking. Meanwhile, the mullah quickly ran around the bend and placed the sack in the middle of the road where he would come upon it again. So when the man saw this bag sitting in the road in front of him, he laughed with joy and shouted, oh, my sack, I thought I had lost you. And watching through the bushes was the mullah, chuckling, saying, well, that's one way to make someone happy. So is our happiness like this, where, we lose something and then we become happy because we thought, oh, that's mine and mine and mine? Or is it a happiness that's generated from the inside, which is free from all minds and just my Baba? And there's another variation of this story where there's a poor man who comes to the sage and he says, I live in my little house with my wife and children, but there's no shanti, no peace. So the sage says, well, do you have a cow? And he says, yeah. So he says, I want you to bring the cow inside the house. And of course, this man looks a bit perplexed and he says, that will bring shanti. The sage says, just bear with me. Just do as I say. So the man says, okay. So he brings the cow into the house. And of course, the cow's making so much noise and dirtying the house. Next day, he goes back to the sage and he says, well, nothing, there's no shanti. So sage said, do you have some hens or cockerels or something? He said, yeah. He said, also bring them into the house. Mm-hmm. And so every day the sage would ask him to bring another animal into the house. And so the man returned saying, what is going on? there's no peace. And they're dirtying my house and I can't sleep at night and they wake me up early. And so the sage says, okay, now bring them out of your house. And so then when he does that, then he says, oh, finally I have some shanti. So back to happiness. Only in a state of happiness can I make effort. Otherwise, I'm just struggling, I'm just surviving. But when I'm happy, I am thriving. And today I was thinking, can I be happy without the body? Can I be happy if I don't have a healthy body? Or I don't have a tall body, or whatever. Whatever is your body, whether it's beautiful or slim or active or whatever, flexible. In other words, how much of our self-confidence and our happiness is based on what we have on a body conscious level? So imagine being free from all of that. So just as we don't take happiness from worldly things, then why do we take the sorrow? It proves that both happiness and sorrow are in our mind, or state of our mind, which comes back to what Baba is saying in the essence, that we need to remember him to come back to this conclusion and understanding, to come back to the essence of the knowledge that it's only Baba that can remove the sorrow of the soul. And remember, there's two things. There is pain and there is sorrow. So pain is the physical pain that one experiences, but sorrow is related to the soul. It's only God, only Baba, who can remove the sorrow of the soul. And when we remember him, we come to know that whole truth, and that whole truth keeps us in a state of happiness for half the cycle. And then, of course, Baba mentioned that your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. And Baba is mentioning how one should not remember their wife at the end, for whatever reason, many reasons. And again, it's all connected, it's all interconnected, because as we stay with Baba and that highest vibration, then who will we remember at the time of need? It will be Baba. See, if somebody's given me sorrow, I remember them. If somebody's given me happiness, I also remember them. So there is some attraction, attachment, and you'll go back to them again and again. So Baba wants to be the one. He wants to be the only one in our life that we remember as the one that removed the sorrow and gave happiness. And that's because at the end he wants us to return to him. He wants us to only think of him. So there is a very close connection with our final thoughts will lead us to our destination. So wishing you all a very lovely day. Om Shanti.